At the Arden, our mission is to tell great stories by great storytellers. The more I spoke to subscribers, donors, artists, volunteers, students, and parents, the more it became clear that the greatest story of them all is the one we have built together. Now, I'll take the great pleasure of sharing some stories with you from a wonderful conversation that I had with David Pressel this past month. David has been a longtime supporter of the Arden and our mission as a subscriber and Sylvan Society member. David is both a practicing physician and a member of the armed forces, yet he still finds the time to volunteer within our production department at the Arden. He most recently helped build various set pieces for Assassins and striked the set for What the Constitution Means to Me. As a donor and a subscriber for over 20 years, David had a lot to gracefully share with me. So, on a frigid November afternoon, David and I sought refuge in Old City's very own Cafe Tolia. David told me of stories that spanned decades and memories that will last forever. First, I asked David about what the Arden means to him.
My late wife, Karen, and I, in our 30 years together, went to a lot of theater. Probably 1,000 performances in our 30 years together. Theater all over the world. And the Arden has consistently been our favorite theater company. We find that the quality, the variety, the intensity, the meaning of their productions are consistently amazing. And so we began as subscribers, and then as our life progressed and we became, you know, more established, we became donors. The Arden has meant a tremendous amount to us.
Next up, David offered a story that explores the power of theater across generational divides.
I grew up in suburban Connecticut, outside of New York. Both sets of grandparents lived in New York, one in the Bronx, one in Manhattan. And they both took me to a lot of theater growing up, why I love the theater. My paternal grandfather grew up in New York, very poor, loved theater, and, you know, did better as he went along in life. In the late 90s, my grandmother's vision was failing, and we are visiting them. And my grandfather is telling me he's really excited because he's going to... he got tickets to go take my grandmother to Death of a Salesman with Dustin Hoffman playing the role of Willie Bowman.
Yeah.
And he's telling me that because of her vision, he got front row center orchestra seats so that she could see well. And he told me how much these tickets cost. And the price that he paid to me was just obscene. So anyway, he went to the play, enjoyed it greatly. Years later, the Arden put on another Arthur Miller show, All My Sons. And at the end of this play, it was so powerful. My wife and I are just sitting there, frozen. We couldn't even bring ourselves to applaud. It was just so powerful. And at that moment, I felt a connection with my grandfather. It's like, I understand why you did this. And that is what, you know, the Arden has done.
Lastly, I'll let David tell you the story of the last play that he and his late wife Karen saw together at the Arden in 2018.
One other story of Arden performance. The last show, the last play my wife saw before she died was Scott Greer in Every Brilliant Thing. Are you familiar with the play? Okay. a play about suicide. A play about suicide, but unbelievably life-affirming.
Yeah.
That was the last play, and she saw it a couple weeks before she died.
Yeah.
The second to last play that she saw was actually what Jill and I are seeing tonight at Plays and Players 1812's This Is the Week That Is with Scott's wife, Jen Childs.
Wow.
That was the second to last play. Mm-hmm. I've spoken since with both Jen and Scott, and I've told them this story about how much that meant to us that she went out for those shows. And I've seen Every Brilliant Thing 5 times now.
Yeah.
And, you know, all with Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And every time, obviously, is different because every time is different.
5 years later, David's story with the Arden continues on as a cherished subscriber, donor, and volunteer. He and his partner, Jill, just came to see our opening night performance of the BFG, where we snapped the picture of us together that's shown above. I'd like to thank David for speaking with me and sharing his story for this project, and thank everyone else who has also shared their Arden story with me as well. Thanks for listening in, and thanks for being a part of our Arden family. I hope you were able to connect with these words and find the same joy and beauty within them that exists within all your own Arden stories. See you at the theater soon. Bye.